So anyway, that's how I ended up on Crenshaw Boulevard, hitting switches with Dr. Dre.
Dang.
94. I was a very, very young child. I was like this big.
You're the same size.
It was great. I remember it to this day.
Anyways.
So anyway, welcome everybody to ZGP Power Hour number 175.
Mm-hmm. Edge of Darkness. Yes.
Yes, you absolutely can. My car did.
Yep.
It's a William Kish.
Bill Kish is in here. Dan North. Preston. We got it. Preston, you don't have a Cobalt. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have a Cobalt. Your dad has a Cobalt. He has my old Cobalt.
He's kind of a rear-wheel drive Cobalt.
That's true. But feature product for today, not quite on site yet. As you can see, it is in fact a box. But this box is cool because it is our new aluminum coolant tank for the Cobalt.
And it's a box that holds water.
And it's a box that holds water.
Coolant box.
Coolant box. Coolant reservoir, you might say?
Yeah.
You might.
A reservoir of coolant.
Yeah. But anyway, these are hitting the site next week. We've already got our Sonic one up, but these are just coming through kitting and getting done.
This is really nice.
Yeah.
The sensor. Nice.
The one on my Sonic is like one of my favorite mods when you pop the hood.
It looks so much better.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Because that plastic gets
next?
Crappy.
I mean...
Big one this big? Or is that the windshield washer?
No,
tank?
That's the expansion.
Dang.
Well, it's actually just a overflow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The radiator cap's pressurized, so it's...
Yes. But anyway.
Questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're hoping the chat is going to pop off today. It looks like we already got some good questions in here. We're doing an Ask Us Anything. We'll try and get to everybody's question, but we probably will not.
Keep it PG.
Because there's a lot.
PG-13.
I was wondering when I was going to be able to bring my Regal GSX in. Yeah, probably in about 5 years when the install bay schedule clears.
We're actually talking. I had a draft typed up to you today. It's been a crazy Friday, buddy. I'll be shooting you that estimate soon.
Cool. Real GSX.
But.
Turbo GSX.
But.
Real GSX, yeah.
That's cool.
Bo has been in some interviews, and we might have more mechanics soon, That's a huge plus.
Yeah, that's a huge plus. Tim already grabbed it, but the first question is, can you make 400 on an entry-level LSJ on the stock bottom end? Absolutely.
Yep. You can daily drive it, too.
You can daily drive it. You can blow up some transmissions with it. But the engine itself will be totally fine as long as it's in good health.
Good health, and don't let the magic out.
Don't let the magic out.
Yep. How's the Yeti doing? It's doing good. It's a little shinier now.
It's a little shinier.
Tim,
now.
Tim.
Just the front end.
Tim.
No.
I was going to just say Tim was out racing it in the snow. And...
Nope.
You know, Yeti was doing things in the snow. And
yeah, a little rally cross.
It's a little shinier. The tune is touched up. It's good to go.
Yeah. Real nice.
Update coming soon, right, Tim?
Yeah, and I've been able to squeeze some more power out of these autos now, so mm-hmm. I've actually have a couple auto 1.4s over 250 wheel, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty neat.
That's
I have
great.
Not broke 260 yet.
Okay,
but I did get a customer car to 257 2 days ago. I think so.
There we go. That green one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty spicy.
Very cool.
Auto car.
Yeah.
We'll
take Yeti back to the track. This year, it's only been the one time, and it was Tyler Spain's first time ever racing a car.
Yeah.
So, racing a car on a track.
Yep.
So, we'll get him some more seat time if he wants to tackle that.
Mm-hmm.
Get it on some proper slicks, because I think it was just on radials.
Yeah, it's never had a really cool tire on it.
Yeah, it just had, like, the big old Race Masters we had.
That's right. Yeah, it wasn't even a...
Still the Drag Sonics.
13s.
I mean, you can put it on 13.
Michael asked, how do I get louder whine out of my GTP without a lot of insane work? I'll let Bo add, but...
cold air intake?
Primarily a big metal cold air intake
with
a big filter. And then add the mods so you can run a smaller pulley. Mm-hmm. Because you obviously do not want to run a pulley too small for your mods or you'll be replacing the engine. But the smaller pull you run, the louder it gets. I mean, I've heard people talk about filling the silencer holes, those secondary holes, but I haven't really witnessed that be a big thing.
You usually want to weld them shut. Don't put JB Weld in the silencer holes because
they'll come out.
Goes in the motor.
Yep.
But when you weld them, you usually warp the case.
Yep.
And then if you don't have like a machine shop to clean that up for you, the rotors will run themselves there.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, and even Zoom's car, that thing screams. Yeah, like yeah. if you're fully modded and have a 3.0 pulley on it or smaller, it's so loud anyway.
Uh-huh. It's almost irritatingly loud if you have it right.
Also,
but the big thing is a metal intake tube.
The Gen
that's a
5
big diameter with a big air filter.
The Gen 5 barks a lot more than the Gen 3 too.
It does, and quiet down your exhaust.
Yeah,
there are so many LSJ guys who are like, man, I can never hear my blower. You're like, oh, what catback do you have? Oh, 3-inch with no resonator. And you're like, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quaff
delete. Yeah.
You might have a slight case of tinnitus then, because 3-inch.
Do your
straight
ears ring at whoa all times?
Michael Z, good to see you on here. I just, you know, been tuning your car. Don't worry about it. It's a 1.4, man. You're good.
Yeah.
You don't need forged pistons. Like, if anything, maybe pull the head off, recondition the head with new valve seals.
Yeah.
But the stock bottom end is good. Like you are more than capable of making over 250 wheel horsepower
on
that
engine.
Like
just like the Sonic you worked with this week. Yeah. Engine stayed in the car, trans stayed in the car.
Yep.
Bolt-ons, if you consider the Z04 a bolt-on.
Yep. Bolt-ons. 257 wheel horsepower on the stock 125,000 mile engine, if I recall.
And like Randy said, don't let the magic out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like if you don't need to mess with it, don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it.
Yeah. Stock ones run good.
Stock ones run great. I mean, I don't make many videos. You said your ion's running at 78 degrees. Hopefully not the coolant temp, and hopefully the IAT2s. But probably just missed a 1 if I had to guess. But yeah, right around 180 is totally fine. Preston asks, Gen 2 cruise updates. We're working on that.
Sway bars.
Yep,
we got
some suspension stuff. Mm-hmm.
The sway bars is going to be an awesome upgrade. Like I think the biggest number one fan of Rear sway bars.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
I pushed for that, and
I really like the design of this one too.
Andy.
Nope.
Adam.
Not me either.
Adam designed a rear sway bar that we test fit. It's plastic. Obviously, our production unit will not be plastic.
Not very rigid.
But we test fit it. It fits good. Now we need to make the metal one.
It's contoured really nice with the rear beam. It's very fluid and not hanging down low under the car. It's not just a bar.
Yeah.
So
Also Gen 2 Cruise. We posted videos about our Gen 2 Cruise. Well, a dude in blue drove it. You know, it was like 290-something wheel horsepower on a experimental turbo kit. We are working on production of that larger than the Z04 turbo. Mm-hmm. And our Z04 turbo should be on the website within like the next week or two.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah,
for the Gen 2.
So we have two turbos coming out for the Gen 2 Cruise. The Z04 is a total daily driver turbo. And then the one that'll probably be like maybe late summer or in the winter, that will be a little more racy.
Yeah.
But still a daily driver turbo, but a little racier.
And on the same note, we're working on the next larger turbo for the first gen 1.4s as well.
We are.
A lot of guys have been asking for that. You know, the Z04 is phenomenal. It's a great turbo, but it doesn't take it to that racy level like Tim was saying. You know, because we're always looking for more power.
Yeah,
you throw the Z04 on, and you're like, "Wow, this is great!" And then for a while, you're
speaking of Z04s. Ah. Nick's talking about upgrading to 82-pound valve springs over the 72s with the Z04. I don't think it's necessary. Is it worth it? Absolutely. If you wanted to kind of meet in the middle, just add the rocker guard to your 72s, and that'd be a good happy medium. If you had the head off or anything, I think it's worth getting the 82s on it. But the 72s. We've been running those for years. They're what were in the drag Sonic.
Yeah.
The big thing I think on that is just adding the rocker guard. So
That's
kind of where we came, where Tim wanted to go with on upgrading that valve spring is because we were losing rockers and we were just trying to keep the valve train stability at high RPM. So,
but rocker guard, cheap insurance.
Yeah. It's $49. You just got to pop the valve cover off.
My 2 cents is if you already have our 72s, run them. They're great.
Yeah.
If you're building a car that you're going to race super hard and you haven't purchased valve springs yet, then go with the 82. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't run more valve spring than you need. So if this is your daily driver, just run the 72s. If this is a car you're going to time attack race and you might miss a shift here or there, then I would definitely run the 82s.
Mm-hmm. Before we lose it on the screen, 4T65E rebuilds. We sell all the parts you need. Beside, actually, we do sell all the parts you need. If you want to supply those to a reputable rebuilder around you, or try and get in touch with Dave at Triple Edge Performance if you want to wait 9 months.
It is a wait.
It is a wait.
It's a lot of time.
He does good work. But yeah. Sebastian says, I've always heard 60s are hard to tune. What do you think about that? The 60s are totally fine.
They're 60s are great. There ain't nothing that 60s don't go good in.
You know, I really think that might have...
Matt has some issues sometimes on the 2.4s.
Yeah.
But I think that might be like injector driver stuff, but...
Yeah. We're working on that as well.
You don't need a 2.4 anyway. I'm kidding, yeah.
Sebastian's already got a 2.4.
That's true.
I've never had a problem with it. You know, I think back in the day, there might have been some confusion with actual injector data, which is really what builds your entire tune.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you have that wrong, then it can be more difficult. So, I mean, stick with us here. We know how to tune 60s all day, 60s every good. Day.
Nightblade like... the Wolf, Cruise. If it's an auto, a V3 turbo on 93 is capable of around a 200 wheel.
200, 180, 200.
Yeah, 200 wheel on 93. Potentially a little more. It really depends on your fuel quality.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely remote tune because not everybody's car performs the same, and it's primarily fuel, not the car itself.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
The fuel quality varies huge from state to state.
Mm-hmm. Huge. I've got two guys that I'm tuning the exact same time. We're both on just wastegate pressure on a Z54 entry level kit. One's in, I believe, rural Minnesota, and the other guy is somewhere out west. So 14 pounds, both same cars. They're both great, super easy to tune. One, I can't get to stop knocking on like 6 degrees of time. It's like almost a 1.4 kind of thing. And the other dude is running 17. So it's just a huge variation. And that's why we love remote tuning so much, because we can point that out and either work your tune within your fuel quality if you can't get any better, or we can let you know, hey, you know, whatever, you know, you go to Sinclair's or something. Well, maybe their 93 isn't as good as Shell's.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's why we really push the remote tunes, and we really like remote tunes and not sending out flashed PCM cores.
Absolutely.
Like some states, wow.
I mean, like some states, 93 feels like 87.
Yeah, it's like basically 93 with a little dash of water.
Look at low expectations comment. Buddy, you stay tuned, my man.
Woo.
Adam's also been making bars for Cobalt.
Bars for everything.
But we're also making bars for 3800.
Yeah, you know what? We have some plastic diagonal braces also.
That we do.
Is plastic the right word, Randy?
It's PETG, but yeah.
It's fine. Xavier, the vented rear rotor on an HHRSS would be using, I'm sure you know this, the L&F rear calipers. The rear brakes do 15-20% at the most. If you're tracking your car, if you're taking it to the road course, I think, sure, if you can find a nice set of L&F rear calipers, go ahead and do it. But
yeah, but like realistically, pad compound's going to be your best friend with that.
Yes, I agree so much. When you start playing around with caliper piston size changes, it can mess up your brakes.
Just put a nice pad on.
Your master cylinder can be set up for specific brake setups, and you can swap your brakes front and rear and like ruin your pedal feel and in the front to rear engagement.
Xavier, I'm going to make a note right now to make some bushings for those front sway bars, because we have ran into that. The HHR front sway bar, we can't get replacement bushings for.
Nobody has the right size.
Yeah, so
we normally
write that down and let me know.
Usually just got to end up going with a ZZP bar that comes with the right bushings.
Sebastian
had a 2.4.
But yeah, that's a great point, man. Right below that, Michael, I want to run around 350 horsepower or more. You're not going to want an old school stroke and bore it. You're going to want to do everything but. Supercharger is max effort to get to 350 wheel. If you're wanting 350 wheel or more, you need to look at our Z3 kit and a cam.
Mm-hmm. Dom says he's bringing his LHU Regal here. That'll be great. Looks like getting some maintenance mods, some goodies. Nightblade, the Dragsonic, we are getting it back up and running this year. you know, as of this time, I believe it's kind of run its course in the way of max effort.
Yeah.
And I only say that because nobody's close. Nobody's in the same room.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
2.5 seconds.
I mean, the fastest person on our Sonic Cruise Uncensored outside of me is a customer that you tuned, Bobby Johnson, with a Nitrous 1.8.
Yep.
Like, nobody's making the effort to come towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the point where making it go faster is going to cost us more money than it will in what we're going to gain. I mean, we've already shown that the engine is extremely capable. You're still only working with 1.4 liters, so you know, nobody's going to put that turbo on their daily driver.
Almost there.
But we're going to get it back up and running this year. Take it out, just have some fun with it. Maybe do some roll racing if we can find an event.
Yeah, but semi-related, like, the Drag Sonic was an all-out, like, drag race car, but we are working on bigger turbos on the Sonics. Like, I can say, Randy put a G25 on his car. Yeah. His car is making sick power. We just did some shakedown pulls, and it's making over 360 wheel, and it's not even, like, not even close to turned up where it needs to be. You know, I've tested and played around with a GBC turbo on mine, got mine to 330-ish wheel horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that turbo wasn't optimal, so we're going to try. We have the next turbo in my office on my desk that'll be going on the car next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that will potentially be our next turbo, which I won't release any data on it until it's like a production kit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But we are working on a log manifold. Mm-hmm. And a turbo that will bolt onto that. Yeah, so it will be, like, what goes on my car will be available on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, like, we just kind of were like, oh, you know, the Z04 is great and we love it. And, like, a lot of people don't need more than that. Like, people are really happy.
Yeah.
And I convinced Ross one day. I was like, hey, I want to put this turbo on my car. And we stayed after it for a few days. And we were like, man. Oh, look at that.
And it worked, too, man. The only reason we're not selling Randy's turbo is because the turbo itself is super expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the most cost-effective kit.
Yeah, like
Jesse Enzer, I'm gonna cut you guys off on your turbo rants on one force. Jesse Enzer, we're working on Cruiser Sway Bar. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that. They're coming for Gen 2 and Gen 1.
Mm-hmm.
F35 at 400 wheel, if you're nice to it, probably live a long time. Just make sure you got an FX500 in it.
Make sure your mounts are all good. It's kind of a gamble. It's kind of a gamble, but it works.
It really does. We do it a lot. Air Force Scan Gauge IET2 sensor. Buy a Grand National IET sensor, and you can drill and tap the lower intake manifold, and it plugs right into
Grand
your
National, IET. Like OG.
Like OG Gangster Grand National IET sensor.
Heck yeah, G-body.
You put it in the lower intake manifold.
All everyone with black Grand National.
And you can plug your IET1 and it'll read IET2s. But you don't have IET1s anymore. You're going to want to make sure to update your timing modifier for that.
Does that work on a 3800? You can use the IET1 coolant 1.4 IET2s to pull?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I normally just zero
it. The table is limited, though.
Yeah,
like,
only goes to 158.
The temperature range is, like, very limited.
Only goes when you're getting over 158.
Well, it's meant to be IET1, and you start using it at IET2.
I know.
Or, like, 178, something like that. Oh, something 8.
I'm sure that M90 pumps out over 200 without an intercooler. Ooh, all day.
Spicy air.
Yeah, you really don't want to see those temps, to be honest.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Worth tuning a stock 2-liter 8-speed? Be more specific.
Yeah, yeah. Dirty South logging, what car?
I assume ATS?
Yeah, I would assume an ATS as well.
Which, absolutely.
Well, yeah, yeah. Tune everything.
Yeah, like, the stock trans-tune by itself is absolute garbage, so, like...
It is. It, like, really lugs the car around a bunch, and it doesn't all right. feel as pretty
all. We got caught up on stuff. Preston's reigniting the turbo talk. You guys want to get back on the train?
Preston, we can't talk about that.
We can't talk about it.
We can't talk about that.
What? But We're working.
Email Tim.
Some Dirty South. Yes, a CTS. Hell yes, man. Let's fucking tune it. I'm your guy.
Like, oh yeah, those things are awesome. Actually,
I don't know what year it is. If it's a 17 or newer, you'll have to remove the TCM and have it unlocked. But still, it's so freaking worth it. Because, like we said, that transfile is terrible. It lugs that engine around. The LTG is already known for LSPI issues.
And the CTS is a big car.
And that is exaggerated by lugging the engine. Mm-hmm. So, TransTune for sure.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But Preston, that's good news. We just can't talk about it yet.
Jesse, the fuel pump we built you is going to outflow what we're going to be making because it's a 350.
Yeah.
You don't need another pump, buddy.
No.
You can make 500 wheel on that pump.
We just started needing a pump on my car when we tickled the 400 horsepower mark.
Yeah. My car needed it before that, but not every car is different. Yeah. This is how
Gordon,
it is. Randy's car
killer
is like,
question. I'd say car if you're, is half the if you're octane True. Limited, buddy, the Z54 is going to be where you want to be.
54. Mm-hmm. If I was a customer and would do it again, I would take a 54 over 57. But I don't,
especially if you don't have
numbers. I don't need big power.
This is how I look at it. You spend most of the time in the car spooling the turbo.
Yeah.
So having a turbo that spools earlier is much more enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
Sebastian, we do really like KO4s, but that was 3 years ago. Yeah. And these boys are hungry for more, just like you guys are. And so we got to keep up in the bar so that we can keep selling you guys parts. That's how this works.
The thing is, though, too, like I still get
the
Z04
car.
I get it a Z04 1.4 car, and I'm like,
oh, they're so fun.
It's just so peppy, and the boost is there all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive around the boost.
It's one of those situations you kind of need both.
Yeah. You need one car with
a
Z04.
You need a supercharged LSJ
and
a turbo.
Turbo LSJ.
Exactly.
Same with 3800, you know? You a big turbo Sonic and a baby turbo Sonic. Yeah.
Back to Dirty South logging. So 2017 and newer. Obviously, we sell that tune. You would order the tune for an 18 in your case, automatic. Select all those options. And then what you'd do is you'd pull your TCM out of the fender well. And then you would contact us and we will initiate all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But basically, you send the TCM to HP Tuners. They do some unlocking procedure. They send it right back to you. You plug it in and then you just read it with the HP Tuners that you bought from us with your tune. And then it just, boom, reads your ECM and TCM now that it's unlocked. You email it to your tuner, which would be me, and then I tune it and I send it back to you. You email me a scan after I send you a modified file and repeat until it's done.
Yep. Preston, Mobil 1 ESP is a low ash oil, and that's how it helps with KR.
That kind of helps with cylinder wall coating and like combustion.
Yep. Yeah, basically
detonation from oil being in the ring land.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it hangs out on the cylinder walls or in the ring lands, then it can ignite, and that's what KR is.
Yep.
It prematurely ignites.
Prematurely. Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
So anyway, I know words good, and... No, I don't. I never do.
No, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Arms from a Prius.
I mean, like, we run into that often, you know? Like, we'll be shooting a video with Mike, and the words just stop coming to you. But, like, you got to keep saying the words.
Yeah.
And then we listen to it back, and you're like, ah, I'm dumb.
We sit around all day, every day,
talking
to each other about this crap. Just without thought. And then you put a camera in front of you, and you're like...
Yeah, that happens.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
It does.
Kish Dog, the axles and motor mounts soon this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Those are coming. Michael has an LS1 Camaro. We don't do much V8 tuning. That would be...
And brother, you're probably the only one who knows about that motor mount.
We can do
it. Chill.
You got to remember these things, bud.
Yeah, Michael, we can tune your LS1 Camaro. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
But, I generally like to stay away from, like, crazy modified cars without having them in person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I honestly don't want to do them in person either. But, like, if it's a standard bolt-on car, we can totally remote tune it.
One.
Black Unholy Satan.
Wow.
Yes, we are going to have a lot of videos this year about our Gen 2 Cruise. Now that we have our production Z04, we're going to start a build series just like we did with the Yeti.
Yep.
We're going to come out. We're going to show you step by step, mod by mod, video for each, dyno for each. We've got our new dyno, which is phenomenally consistent.
Very consistent.
Really consistent.
Consistent. Like, crazy consistent.
Like, I'm glad we spent the dollars on it because.
Yeah, I know. Good. That old one was a piece of junk.
Yeah, in comparison to this one, for sure.
Michael Bass, turbocharged Cadillac SRX is actually the same engine that's in my Saab.
That's true.
Surprisingly enough. But
no, we can't.
No, we can't.
No,
thanks,
we can't.
Thanks for asking the question, but absolutely not.
Oddly enough.
Great question.
No.
Tour X wagon? Yes.
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 Yeah, talk about Tour X wagon.
Randy's going to buy one so we can start making parts.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. That people don't know, but my Encore is going away.
Well.
But it's not going too far away.
But it is not going too far. One of the guys at the shop has taken it off my hands just because I want something a little different.
Will you get Gordon Barclay?
Oh, summer tire suggestions.
You better not be talking about Indy 500.
He's talking about Indy 500.
Oh my god.
Is this Gordon with the fire chickens?
Oh god.
Tim loves. Dude, my ATSV has Indy 500s on it, bro.
Brother.
It does.
It really does.
There are many, 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 many summer tires that you can run. The question is, do you want to run a 200, which will wear out fast?
Not.
If you're not going to use it on an autocross or a road course, you probably don't need it.
Yeah, if I'll say it just because this is my thought. If you want a good summer tire and you don't want a 200, you get a PS4S.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So if you want to pay for a PS4S, it will decimate all.
Yeah, it does all the things if you don't want a 200.
Yep.
And if you want a 200, you go with the RE71RS.
Yeah.
Yes, it's easy.
They both have S's in the
Preach,
name,
buddy.
So
preach.
It's easy. If you have the dollars.
And if you're cheap. Falcon RT660.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great tire.
Or Bo and I were just looking at this new BFG that came out.
I'm interested to try that.
Looks like something for, you know, just the daily driver. Looks pretty good.
And it's interesting because, I don't know, they're only making like small Cobalt sizes.
It really is.
It's probably like an SCCA tire or something, or wants to be an SCCA
BFG.
Legal
tire. Is this for like your 1985 legal?
Are they
white letters? White letter VFGs?
Of the people at this table,
I'm going to come across the table if you keep talking bad about VFGs.
Trevor Blagmeyer, thanks for joining us. It says RIP Federals. Yeah, RIP Federal. The government kind of shut that down.
Yeah, they certainly did.
Fortunately.
Hey, stock bore head gaskets are in stock. It's called the Felpro ones.
Yep. Jeff Gordon is in the chat. He bought a Pontiac Transit van.
Yeah,
he's
going to
swap
that.
A 3800 Series 2 supercharged
Jeff,
engine in.
Let's tune it.
And
let's
I am go. So pumped.
Email me. Yep. I'll walk you through it.
I saw that wedge. He posted it.
Yeah,
on
it's the Dustbuster. Yeah. And it's got the red interior and everything. And he bought a parts car Grand Prix to swap.
As long as you bought a parts car Grand Prix, don't take three cars and put it into one and make me figure out what gear ratio you have.
Oh my God, you 3800 guys.
Keep the engine, the trans, and the PCM together, please. We'll have a good time if you do that, brother.
you cannot just buy a 4T65.
Yeah, no.
Engine. And then a harness.
No.
And then a PCM.
No.
And then like
different map sensor. No. And yeah.
Like every year transmission, not every single year, but there are years of transmissions that have different solenoids and whatnot, and the PCMs control them slightly different to where it will never run right if you do not have matching components. Always know the year of the transmission going in the car and let your tuner know, which is Bo.
Yep.
Will any power engine with a new hone?
I didn't know that.
Yes, there is new power. Like, we're so excited. We have new fancy machines with new tools that are only used for us instead of bringing it to a machine shop. We have like the
torque plates,
which we're so freaking excited about. Like,
yeah,
we did.
Yes.
Well, like,
all engines are being done 100% proper in house.
And we did like all of Brian Morris's engine, like start to finish. That car was dropped off with an engine block in the front seat. And we did every single thing
that came from the bottom of the ocean. Apparently.
Did that video get dropped out?
Yeah.
Dropped yet?
Yesterday, maybe?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
everything under one roof. We did it all. Dropped it in the car. Fantastic.
I don't know if we've done a video like that before.
Yeah.
So that was pretty sweet.
Yeah,
like,
awesome.
Like the engine came out of the car in like fully built and videotaped by Mike, the guy behind the camera.
Big M.
On videotape.
Yep. On videotape. On the tape. I wanted to grab...
VHS, 8mm, whatever you use.
I'm the same way, dude. Videotaped.
Xavier, if you want to do a remote tune with us, whatever platform that you have, HHRSS, on the PCM page, choose the email me and HP or two.
That camera got you again.
That camera got me again.
An H Painter?
Yep, H Painter. HP tuner file. And then we'll go from there. So anyway, someone else talks so I don't embarrass myself anymore.
I did see the question's off the screen now, but I'll say the words. We're coming out with an LSJ coil cover again.
Yes.
I don't know why it got dropped.
Thank you.
But it's coming out.
It did just get forgotten about.
Yeah,
I have no idea. But we made a new one. We're waiting to drop it for a proper fuel rail cover that I want to make work with our new boost reference fuel system stuff.
I feel like the people want the coil cover.
So this happens often. This happens often where we're like, hey, we want to make this cool new thing, but we're also going to make this cool new thing.
Yeah.
And we need them to work together.
Yeah.
And we also need to work them independently. Mm-hmm. We also need to work them with stock parts, and it's just correct. A lot. So yeah, when we say we're making a coil cover, you're like, oh, guys, why don't you just get that done?
It's four holes and a square. What's the
which
problem?
Is fair, but there's just a lot of variables.
I don't want to put out any more products where it's like, oh, if you buy this, you can't buy everything else from us because it interferes with something else.
It's getting harder by the day.
Awesome. I know. You forget about something else somebody else is making, and you're like,
oh no.
Yep.
You get 3/4 of the way through a project, and then you're like, oh.
That variable, I did not think of that one.
Yeah, dang. Or there's a different fitting.
The problem is, too, all of our cars out back are modded. So, it's hard for us to reference stock parts.
Just keep one of each platform in a bubble. Don't touch it. Don't do anything to it. I just need to make sure it fits stock cars.
Can you imagine if we had, 6 shipping containers full of just stock cars?
And you had to, do a fingerprint to get in there.
One quick one, Xavier Delgado. If you have our tune already, mail order PCM, and you want to have us remote touch it up, basically all you would do on the electrics and the electronics side of our website, there is a rent interface and laptop product. You can just buy that. And then, depending on the age of your tune, just buy a PCM update with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that means we can send you an interface or an interface and a laptop, and you can read that, send it to the appropriate tuner here mm-hmm. with a PCM update with your mod list, and we can adjust that file and remote touch it up. And that is so, I would say 90% of the time, that's hugely beneficial over just a mail order tune.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And Andrew, if you want to stuff a 3800 in the back of a VW, sounds great. Best way to do it, buy a complete running 3800 car for maybe $2,500 on Marketplace. It's going to have everything you need.
Yep.
And then you scrap that car, make some money back. I mean, it's, yeah.
Gordon, the Ecotech coil packs between the later 2224 and LNF LHU are all the same.
They are. I ran those on my LAP.
Yep. Yep, and I've put our LNF coils on my 2.2, now Preston's 2.2.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesse says, what E85 race fuel do you guys recommend to mix in with pump E? I mean, realistically, any big brand that's going to sell you a race-style E85
I like one.
At one point in time, we sold ethanol one.
One. 1R.
Ignite E90 is great. I love that stuff. It's kind of a pretty penny now because all the YouTubey boys are using it, so they're jacking up their prices.
Pricey.
Ethanol 1, E90 from anybody who's big, really.
Search your area, and you might be able to find a fuel plant that you can go to and buy whatever you want. We have a place, I think it's Brenner Fuel or something like that. It's 10 minutes from here, mm-hmm. but you can drive there and you bring them a gas can and they will put methanol in it,
mm-hmm.
ethanol in it, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like us at ZZP, we buy a place, I don't know, it's by Detroit, but we buy 250 gallons of E98 at a time,
yeah.
which we're running very
My spidey senses were the
crate is
low. It's low.
All right.
And that's great. If you guys do not have access to E85, it doesn't take a ton of E85 to actually see big gains.
Yeah.
So if you can buy E98, like 5 gallons of it, and throw like a gallon or two in per tank with a flex sensor, and like it's going to give you gains.
And especially if it's a race blended, like if that's what you can get is a race blend E85 or E98 or whatever it might be, that's going to be so much better than pump E. Yes. So you already take a good 93 and then add 20-30% into it, you're going to be way ahead of where you were previously.
Jesse Enzer, like, I, you know, a E98 110 blend on race day, like hardcore race day, is pretty good. And you could probably mix them pretty close to 50-50 and still see huge gains. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know if you necessarily need that, but like that is a great combo. If you talk to any ethanol plant, they will tell you that they don't mix. But I will say that ZZP has a lot of records with a 110 E98 mix.
Yes, we will build a Turbo GS at the shop. That is like... I would love to do that.
Don't we have a Regal back there doing a...
Nope, we got a Grand Prix doing a turbo kit. Right. Yeah. Regal's here for intercooler, supercharger, and a trans. But yeah,
do you know how to work on a Regal?
I know a little bit about him. Know a little bit about him. Yes, best way to get a hold of us for a build here on your Regal, fill out a service request. If you go to the homepage, it's Easy Performance. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, service request.
Mm-hmm.
It'll ping me. We can get in touch. Okay, send you an estimate.
Jesse Enzer, nice.
Preston, I personally would put the OEM pump back in instead of the AEM.
Yeah. Yeah.
In an L&F?
Yeah.
In an L&F. My goodness. So I had this conversation with a guy who came here to half mile race or build a half mile car. He's like, hey, I'm sending you guys my L&F. Want to do a half mile setup? I'm like, yeah, cool. We're familiar with that. He wanted to do the 7163 and some other stuff. And he had mentioned, I got an AEM fuel pump. I'm like, well, we're going to need to change that. Basically, because unless you have over 3/4 of a tank of fuel, it's going to scavenge and run lean. Mm-hmm. And it literally does it so badly that it'll do it on the dyno sitting still. We'll be doing dyno pulls, and the car starts to run out of fuel. You know, we'll start the dyno maybe with a full tank or almost full tank. And as soon as you get to 3/4 mark, you'll start running lean. You put 5 gallons in, it's rich again. So that's happening to you over the while you're driving down the road. And it's really bad. And have we made AEM pumps work in L&F canisters? Absolutely. Have we made them work in LSJ canisters? Absolutely. Nothing against you guys. You normally just throw them in there and it doesn't work right. Mm-hmm. It's scavenging for fuel. And unless the canister is fully submerged, it's terrible. The thing is, I'm on a soapbox. The L&F fuel pump makes 550 plus E85. Why would you ever change it? OEM pump. We Snowball, OEM pump. Matt's 600 horsepower car, OEM pump.
Yep.
Every single car that makes over 550 on E85 here that is an L&F has an OEM pump in it. It is a requirement if you want to tune with us.
And they're like $200.
They're $249 on Rock Auto.
I put a brand new one in the L&F that I bought.
We should add them to the website.
L&Fs do not have a low pressure sensor to log, do they?
I don't think so.
So, like, Preston, let me know what your low side pressure is.
Yeah.
You might have to just let Matt know. Matt's an L&F guy. But
it's just absolutely silly to not just plug an OEM pump in and have 600 horsepower worth of E85 fuel potential or capability, however you want to say it.
With OEM reliability.
And the fuel level sensor is dialed. There, you can run it down to an eighth of a tank and it doesn't scavenge for fuel. It is
and you guys got to keep in mind, like, your fuel pump does not flow more at higher PSIs. It flows more at lower PSIs.
Yep.
And like you DI guys like Preston, like your high pressure is the only one that you should care about, really. Mm-hmm. Like if your high pressure's running out and running low and your low pressure is also low, then sure, do a fuel pump upgrade. But if your high pressure's holding up, who cares what the low side is?
Yep.
Because all you need to do is feed the high pressure side and that's what's going to your fuel injectors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Preston sent me like a screenshot of his scan and he was like over 2,700 PSI and he was like, ah, look at this high pressure. And I'm like,
that's fine.
Yeah. Like that's fine. It's fine.
Sorry, Preston. I wasn't ranting at you. I didn't know you were talking about the sky. I thought we were just talking about L&F pumps in general. I was thinking cobalt.
Bill Kish says, do we jam music in the shop?
We and don't. So, well, we used to. So the boys, like Ryan, little Ryan, he'll have his headphones in. I couldn't tell you what he's listening to. Probably Mozart or something.
On top of spaghetti.
I would love if Ryan K was listening to Mozart or like some old classical music in his headphones all day.
No,
I know what Boltman listens to, but I don't know what Ryan listens to.
Is Boltman country guy?
No, he is Christian music.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Remember that stuff Wanger used to play? It's like stuff teenage girls would
play. Hey, shout out Ryan Wanger.
Teenage girl music. You know, I think Ryan actually listens to podcasts, which is cool. You know, whatever keeps him focused. If he's working, I don't care what he's listening to. But no, we don't play music in the shop.
He's our most positive employee that we have here.
Yeah.
That guy always has a smile on his face. Like,
yep.
We need more of those.
Yeah.
We need more Ryans.
He looks like a chimney sweep right now.
He's always got oil or something on his
face. He does look like a chimney sweep right now. But we love that guy.
Our shipping team, they've got music on all day, and I always love
it's everything.
Running back there.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's a little. When I need a little quiet time, I got my headphones in the office. I just like put them on.
Good variety, there.
They do. They do. They know. They like when I work the couple times I work Black Friday and shipping because I know the words to like every song.
Yeah.
So I was always singing.
Yeah.
But let's see. We got All Season Tire.
Yeah, the Extreme Contact DWS. I've run it on plenty of cars.
Reasonable.
It's a tire that works in the snow. It's nice and quiet ride. It lasts a decent amount of time. It's a decent tire. Like I've run them on multiple vehicles, and I like
it. We had them on the HHRSS for a while, Rowdy.
But if you're not driving it in the snow, then don't run it. Like I wouldn't run that tire if unless it's going to see snow.
Yeah, and they have whatever their more summery version of that is. They only have DW on the tire is really nice.
The Extreme Contact DW.
That's
funny. I miss losing roulette with the boys. I saw Jeff lose like $500 on that. It was a good time.
Yeah, nobody wins in Vegas.
Nope, nobody wins in Vegas. No.
Especially not Henry.
Not Henry. Anyways. Yes. Tyler's fave is country. He does listen to a lot of country.
You guys got to hang out with Coneball?
Yeah, with Jeff.
Oh, that's cool.
They're good people.
Yeah. I'd like to meet you sometime, Coneball. Yeah.
Yep.
I've had a couple people already email, you guys coming back to SEMA? And I was like, brother, it's...
Yeah,
we're 3 months into the year.
Yeah. We're going to be rolling deep into SEMA next year.
I was like, this year. Give us a break.
The problem is, we're going to like lose you one night. It's like going to be a thing. Like,
hey, yeah. Randy didn't lose me.
That's true.
I don't know. It's just something that would happen. Like, we're going
to
lose Tim.
I mean, I know Vegas, so
maybe not.
If you get lost, you call me. I know we're Vegas.
He'll be at the buffet and I'm at the 60s
at the Golden Corral.
I'll be perusing the strip looking for those $8.99 steak dinners they used to have. Like,
anywho. We're going to try to do Vegas again.
Yeah, you're right. It is normally Tyler.
We ain't trying. We're going.
Tyler's just like, I just
wander off. It's great.
I had to keep my eye on Tyler the whole time we were there, but it was a great time.
Best math.
Coneball, what are you running the rear Yokohama Whats?
Probably AO52s.
AO52s.
Them yokes ain't no joke.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
A split tire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he runs a 285 up front and a 235 in the rear.
Oh, my gosh.
I would never do that, but I'm not saying that's not the fastest option for his car, but I would assume that there would be like a heat up issue and conflicting information. I don't know, man. I would love to hear more about that. So feel free to email me.
Ryan, best math for a turbo 3800 is the stock math,
mm-hmm.
the stock throttle body and a mini AFC.
Yeah. A stock math with no sticker on it. So that means no remand math.
Yeah. The original OEM math. In the OEM throttle body with a mini AFC is really good. The wallpaper GTP, that's the first time I've heard that, but I love it, Bill. You catching on how we talk around here.
Yep.
It weighed 3150 with my fat butt in it.
It's like it's got a bunch of lightning done, but then it has a big old cage to make it.
We can take that cage out.
And some fancy seats. Not super fancy, but
reupholstered seats.
Reupholstered seats.
Stack seats.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm sure you can go with this to see.
I got a picture of it. Maybe it was.
Just have to serve a purpose. That's no big deal. Like you, we can give you a purpose. Eden, I saw you earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt people. Great to see you.
Gordon, so I've heard this a couple times from some people about shift linkages on the F-35. Is it popping off at the cable clamp on the shifter side or on the trans side?
I see it on the shifter side a lot, but like 80% of the time...
3135 with me in it.
80% of the time, it's because the cables are misaligned.
Yeah.
So, like, align your cables.
Or the cables are just old and binding up.
Yep.
Man, I think we said it a month ago. Heck. But a fresh set of shifter cables in a manual car is like taking a bath for the first time. It's just so good. It's so good.
Yep.
So the shifter like cables.
All the touch points.
Dude.
It's a good time.
It's pretty standard in the shop now. If you buy a short throw, I'm pushing shifter cables down your throat.
Because, $150. Get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a nice new loose moving.
Same with the new clutch. You get a new clutch, you get new shifter cables. Yep. Like it's so worth it.
And that's another thing. We're working on those little cable end clamp things. Yep. Like
we do.
We're nice and tight. Updating our F-40 kit. Gordon, Blue Car just got an F-40.
It's like
we do the loudest thing.
I think Adam and I do like 10 prints at least a piece a day.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it's a constant. Like all right, this fits, that fits. Let's go on to the next thing. It's all day, every day.
I mean,
so
yeah, you guys pumped out a couple things today.
Yeah, just today. It's a constant. So
trans side, it breaks the point where it slips into itself. I'm broke from shifting to shifter stop.
It sounds like a broken transmission, or the year of the transmission does not match the PCM or the TCM file.
Sorry, I'm missing where they're.
For example, like let's say the trans was swapped before you owned it.
Maybe no, they're talking about manual LSJ F-35 stuff.
I guess I was talking about James.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah. No, that seems like definitely an electronic, miscommunication type of thing.
Yeah.
Silent Champion HVX pre-orders, we are working on that. Don't have a date, unfortunately.
Literally waiting for Polly.
It's in motion.
Yeah, everything's rolling. We apologize that it's taken so long.
It's been more cumbersome than we had foreseen.
Just trying to trigger us here.
That's what Mike, he does,
dude. Go ahead and silence Preston for a bit.
Just shut him up.
Put Preston in timeout.
Steven, what's the move when your F-35 gives up on a Z-57? That would be an F-40 transmission.
Or like three more F-35s and then an F-40. Either way.
Yeah, you could spend $3,000 on three other broken F-35s.
That's true.
Or you could just spend your $3,000 on an F-40 and then have a sixth gear, which is amazing.
Steven, Saab, the appropriate year Saab transmission, F-40. With the F-40 kit is the move.
Yeah.
I like the Regal one.
The Regal one is like, it's like you have your first to fifth gears of the LSJ, and then you add sixth gear on top.
That's why I like it.
That engine doesn't have enough torque to just add that many gears. I like the Saab transmission because six gears a little taller, but all the other gears are tightened up.
Yeah.
It feels so much better when you pull out onto the road and you're like going 1, 2, 3, 4, like normally accelerating.
Yeah. Nick, common vacuum leaks on, I'm assuming, a supercharged LSJ. You know, there's really only like three vacuum lines. Mm-hmm. My guess, if you've already diagnosed a little bit, would be your injector insulators. Those have an O-ring and those like to leak.
Dry and brittle. And
yeah. And, Anthony, I don't know about your rocker arms from a Prius and your Cobalt. He's asked a couple times.
I'd just say take them out, buddy. Just take them out.
Anthony, you got a hybrid now. Just deal with it.
But, Nick, if you have access to a smoke test, then absolutely do that. That will give you...
Or, you know, we have, you can buy rockers.
Yeah, we have rockers.
Evac smoke testers are like becoming so affordable on like Amazon.
They're
and eBay.
So
like,
worth
you can buy
it.
One for like $35 now.
It is super such cheap. A great thing to do. Like my Sonic, I thought everything was fine, and then they put the evac smoke tester on it, found like 4 freaking vacuum leaks.
We smoke. Like, we're basically at the point where we smoke test every single car we put together.
Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
like,
it's
we
nice.
We have the tools, and it. I mean, that's you guys know that's. 75% of diagnostics within tuning is just vacuum leak.
Back when I was younger, my Grand Prix didn't run right for 2 years because I had a vacuum leak. Granted, hindsight, you know, not a big deal. But when you're young, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
You don't.
And I finally figured it out. And boy, it's just a learning curve. So,
yep. Dirty South Logging, the first mod is a tune.
Mm-hmm.
A ECM and tune TCM good. Tune. ECM tune by itself is fine. Until you can figure out how to have the TCM unlocked, like we mentioned earlier. And then next is if you have E85, a flex sensor, and then that tune update for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, cold air intake and downpipe and intercooler. Yeah. Intercooler, holy crap.
Intercooler.
Like, you could put an intercooler on the car right now. It does not need a tune, and it's got huge gains. So I would, man. Just contradicting myself.
Maybe.
What's better? What's
maybe
better?
Intercooler.
An intercooler or a tune? Like
both.
Both are magical.
It's off the screen, but the Regal steering wheel setup. It's NRG hub adapter for a C5 Corvette.
So the Cobalt one?
Yeah. It's literally the same for everything.
All right.
Which is kind of weird, but kind of cool.
Yeah,
very
GM.
And when
GM,
when you buy a wheel. Spend a lot of time determining the proper diameter wheel that you want. So, like, measure your wheel, see how big your wheel is, and then put it exactly in the position you want, and then make sure you can see your gauges, your needles. And
diameter aside, I think the biggest thing is, I'm going to say it wrong.
Concavity.
But, yeah, the concavity. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. The vocabulary.
The depth.
The depth.
You
know,
how
where it sits. And, you know, because you start, especially if you want to run a quick release, you're going to have a hub adapter. You're going to have a quick release. Mm-hmm. And then if you get a concave wheel, like it could be a real uncomfortable situation.
Yeah,
like
so that's why I have to run that little
dingle down.
Yeah, dingle
the little extra bits.
Dingle on the dongle.
on my blinker, because the deep dish wheel, you're, you know, more than this far
Which
away.
Which is cool if you're comfortable with where the wheel's at.
Yeah.
You know, but For my Regal, you know, even with the adapter, the hub, and the wheel, I have a flat face wheel or maybe a little bit, a few millimeters of
concavity.
I can still touch the blinker and stuff, you know, it works good.
And
it's
they
very
make
functional
too.
Well,
so
and,
like if you get the combo and you're like,
the
I
thing
wish
is
it was closer, you just get a little spacer.
On a 3800, it's huge to be able to touch the stock because the cruise control's there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't touch the cruise, like it's kind of very inconvenient to be pulling your hand off the wheel. So like I can still have my hand on the wheel, touch the cruise control,
clink it. Yep.
Yeah.
Sebastian, yeah, Ion's the same exact thing as the Cobalt. You can definitely put it in. If you want, you can take apart your clock spring and then move the ribbon cable and then put the buttons. I tried that and then I screwed it up. So
Follow Tyler.
Buttons.
Follow Tyler to Tale of the Dragon one time. You'll know he don't have cruise.
It's true.
We got to put Tyler in the back. He's like,
don't worry.
He does a really good job of trying.
Of no cruise.
God,
it's
I hope.
So
I really hope you don't bring that car this year.
I mean,
he's gonna bring that car this year.
Gonna end up bringing that car.
Same.
I'm saying
this
it today.
Is the year of the V6s.
It is March 28th, 27th.
Oh,
like
dude,
that.
You got 6 gear now.
28th.
No,
it's gonna be the Cobalt.
It's the year of the V6s. You bring
I
the
I want to bring the Saab.
I'm same. I'm like, I'm gonna bring this cool car. I'm gonna bring that cool car.
No,
I'm gonna look at the rig and be like, hey, baby, you coming to Tail of Dragon or what?
We'll get a couple weeks out, and I'll be like, hey, guys, bought a Torx. I'm gonna take that instead. Sorry.
I'll just put some RE71s on the Raptor and take that.
There you go.
Be like that guy in the TRX.
SCT.
Street car. 131.
Drifting the Dragon. Yep.
See, no header
options. James, what stock boost on a 1.4? I don't know, 15 pounds?
I mean,
it's
not a number you can say like that because it's a torque-based ECM.
Yeah,
so like
anywhere between 13 and 15.
Depending on your elevation and the weather. Like if it's a hot day, it's going to be more boost. If it's cold day, it's going to be less because it's always targeting in a a specific torque.
Yep.
So on the topic of steering wheels and airbags, unfortunately, no aftermarket wheels come with an airbag. You got to die like a real man.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need a what? Resistor?
Yep. 2.2 ohm resistor usually on GM products.
Gosh, this dude's like a dictionary of...
Although it's a lot all the time.
If you want a fancy wheel, at least not a Grand Prix, because all of those 3,800 power cars, steering wheels are horrible. But
they're terrible.
That's terrible. True. But a Cobalt or an Ion, you can upgrade to a C6 Corvette wheel.
That's kind of if I was going to do one.
Like a fancy, because, I mean, people make carbon fiber wheels, which I think is dumb. But, like, all sorts of crazy wheels, and you can still have an airbag.
Yeah.
I hate nothing more than a steering wheel that's smooth, like a wood wheel or, like, carbon fiber wheel.
You don't like Nardis?
No.
That Buick in the back that we're working on, he's like, I think I'm putting a Nardi in it. I'm like, that's pretty sick.
The car that a Nardi belongs in is an old, like, freaking Alfa Romeo from the 1970s, or maybe an NA Miata. Maybe. I don't know why. I just thought those two go together.
Stop
everything
it.
Else.
Dude, a 400 mil Nardi and a Miata drive like this? Hey.
Stop.
All right. We got a couple minutes left here. Can we tune a Tour X?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so. The TCMs cannot be tuned, correct?
Depending on the year.
Because they have the 9-speed?
Oh, they do have a 9-speed. So, yeah, you're right. The TCMs can't be tuned at all.
Yeah.
But, ECM. Yeah, we can tune the ECM.
Yeah, should be able to.
Get with Tim.
Shoot customer service or Tim an email. Let's see. We got, like, 3 minutes left. I think it was Ethan talking about his...
Firebirds and Camaros.
Firebirds start with a tune, and if possible, 85.
Oh, he was responding.
Oh, man, yeah, get that one at the top, Bo. Firebirds and Camaros Hub.
I don't know why I'm not seeing it. The top one?
He was basically asking about, like, what the best bang for the buck is on a 98 SSCI.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to definitely be flow mods for the exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
Power logs, downpipe, just a downpipe. Power logs, equalizer, full header package, however you can get the exhaust freed up is going to be the best bang for your buck. And then honestly, if as soon as I had some exhaust mods, add the 1.0 tune, and then just start tinkering along, you know, from there you can maybe look at adding a 3.6 pulley. Yeah.
Z3 kit.
3.6 pulley, Z3 1.9 kit. Rockers, intercooler, kind of there. So.
Yep. James, yes, don't put anything besides premium in your 114.
Yep. Games of Gears, we are currently working on an LTG manifold. We've been working on
that. We have a couple iterations. We're getting data from
all winter.
Man, it has been a chore.
Yeah. We lots of testing, lots of Ryan, dynoing.
He's hot swapped so many LTG manifolds.
That dude can
like,
probably
really
do
hot
it.
Swap. It's burned pretty, his fingerprints off.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I got blisters on my fingers.
we have a Camaro that was totaled, so it has like no front clips, no front fenders, the hood smashed, whatever. It's
the
our
hood's
dyno
only
mule.
On it to keep rain off the.
Yeah. Yeah. It's our dyno mule, and one of our guys at Reed made a whole bunch of manifolds for the LTG. Like we tested like three or four different manifolds.
Including the stock one.
Yep.
And yeah, we're working on it. I mean, it's hard to, we have a lot of platforms and it's hard to produce parts for all of them.
Yeah.
Like
well,
we only have
even
so
on
many,
the manifold
like,
project, you know, we see gains and then we make an adjustment and we see different gains and we're just trying to find like a happy medium, something that you guys are going to like.
And something that we can make and sell.
Yeah. And
at
make,
an affordable price because go fast, not broke, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of variables.
But I will say that the gains were big enough to where we will sell a manifold. The other manifold on the market was total horse crap garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we garbage. Will be selling a manifold. It's going to take us some time for the LTG, though. And like I said earlier, we're working on a log manifold-ish for the 1.4 as well.
Yep.
I mean, we sell them for every other platform, so why not sell them for, you know, the 1.4 and the LTG?
Probably last one here before we get to what we're doing this weekend, buddy. If you bought one of our 1.0s, never sent in your core, you can absolutely still do that. I'm assuming the work order's still on.
Yeah, buddy. We always need 3,800 PCMs. I recognize you from Facebook. We always need 3,800 PCMs. So if you got a good core, shoot customer service an email. They'll get you set up with an RMA, get you some in-store credit for that.
Yep.
Most of our older 3,800 cores are $50 to $100.
Yep.
So.
All right.
It is 5:01.
What's everybody doing this weekend?
Timbo, what you doing this weekend? No F1. So.
No F1 this week, so I've got a week off. I don't really have anything going on this weekend.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be kind of nice. Maybe some spring cleaning for the yard, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, my yard is
it's just a muddy disaster. Bros,
I just want to say, I already raked and picked up all my sticks a month ago.
Shoo!
It was frosty still, and I'm like, my neighbors probably think I'm crazy. But when it gets nice out, I won't be working on cars.
There you go.
However, that damn windstorm came through, and I got a lot more sticks, but I at least have a head start on it a little bit.
Nice.
That's good. That's good.
Nothing great, I mean, for me this weekend. We're going to go to a Vibe game tonight. Nice. Oh, sorry, not a Vibe game. Rise. We go for the Vibes, it's a Grand Rapids Rise game, a volleyball game, and I'm getting...
Do you go for the Vibes, or do you go for the...
I go for the alcohol, really, honestly. But we are getting the CTS ready for opening weekend, so yeah. I'm doing some suspension bits. And
how did we make it the whole podcast not talking about opening weekend?
We didn't talk about nothing.
Our chat had us popping off.
Yeah, thanks guys for being active in the chat. Our local track day opener
next weekend.
Next Saturday. Okay. And the weather's looking all right, and we're hustling.
The CTS is ripping right now, so I bought her some new shoes. Got some slicks on the back.
Running them.
Yep. Trying to get like a 160 foot out of the car would be neat.
You can do that.
Well, it's a big car.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
But yeah, I'm just doing CTS stuff and driving the Sonic, put miles on the new car. So.
Excellent. 160 foot and a mid 11 second pass would be.
That's the idea.
When we cheersing.
If you're 160 foot and you're low 11, I'm going to guess 11.3. If you can get it to 160 foot, 11.3.
As one of our friends that used to work here would say, I'd be proper chuffed if I was in the low 11.
Bro, the dude has a how much pound car on stock turbo, stock exhaust?
It's stock-ish turbos.
Stock-ish exhaust.
The turbos are stocked from something.
They are stocked from something. Yep. Yeah.
I don't see it going bottom 11s.
We'll see.
I don't mean to be the skeptical guy here.
That's okay. I'm being the optimist here.
I'll be there getting data.
So. I'm the one seeing the math hurts and
really?
it's capable.
Yeah. I sent Tim one of my first scans.
Got a little factory freak here that ZZP put together?
No, it's exactly what it's supposed to do.
It's got ADS-B to
it. I just followed the ZZP recipe for the car. And I sent Tim for scan.
If his car runs bottom 11s next weekend, then we got cars going 1090s next weekend.
Yeah, that'd be the plan.
Maybe your car might. I don't think Keith's quite.
I'm definitely not going there to run 1090s, but slap me silly if it happens.
If the weather's good, I'm gonna be out there getting data. So
gal,
going there through the natural math sensor.
I mean, no kidding. Oh, yeah. If we run 1090s in a couple of these next weekend that are stock,
we got a lot of cubes going out.
Oh yeah, the people don't even know there's. There's many plans for LF4 things. This summer.
So much. Lots of LF4
cars. Good cars.
We're not saying anything. We have stock ATSVs. Hey, we're taking to the track.
Keep your fuel low. Keep your fuel low for next weekend, so we can run the optimal mix for the weather. You know, but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Sorry, we went on a tangent.
No, you're good, good.
Daddy Caddy going bottom 11s, so I'm all frazzled over here.
My V6 is still a part in the garage.
That's true.
And I would love to do something with it this weekend.
Well,
will that happen? I don't believe so.
Just throw beer cans at it, that's something.
That might be what happened. But, I got no plans. So
it sounds like we're working on Saab.
Fantastic.
I love Saab-a-rooski.
Although, what's the weather?
It's going to be rainy all weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
Rainy all weekend.
Perfect get your car running
67?
Weather.
Hang out in the garage with some rain falling down? Yeah. Drink some beers?
Let me know. I'll bring a CTS over. We can do some stuff.
Bo, what are you doing this weekend?
Not a whole lot. I got to put a brake caliper on the HHR.
And sell it?
No, it's like my best car right now. I just completely rebuilt it. It's like brand new, like literally brand new Gen 3, brand new trans, brand new everything.
He's got
20, I bought a cheap, I bought a dang goes. Cheap Reman brake caliper for the right rear a year ago, and the dang thing's leaking again. Yeah. So I bought an AC Delco caliper. We gotta throw that on there. And then I'm buttoning up some exhaust stuff and an alternator on Sandy because dune season is right around the corner. I'm like, Sarah, let's do less hobbies this summer. Instead, I buckled down on both of the hobbies, duning and racing. I don't even know what one to do.
There you go.
But the budget's strapped. My time is strapped. My back, it's strapped.
Money's just a number.
But we're living. Fine. We're living.
You can't take it with you when you go.
Yep, exactly. All right, everyone. Everyone's gone by now, but that's okay. Thanks for joining us.
Okay,
we'll
bye.
Catch you next month for 176. And
176.
Yeah.
Jesus. April 25th. Peace. See you later.
Have a good weekend.